Hello, everyone. I'm Cal Banyan here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Inc., where we offer hypnotherapy, hypnotherapy certification courses, including our NGH-approved hypnotherapy certification course, the 5-Path and 7-Path, and our Week of Power Advanced Hypnotherapy Certification course with 5-Path and 7-Path, really designed to bring all those hypnotherapists out there up to speed with our modern techniques. Our goal during these shows and these programs is to get good quality information out to the members of the profession and encourage others to enter the profession, part-time or full-time, with or without a degree. If you are an individual that thinks hypnosis might be an interesting profession, you're absolutely right, and there's never been a better time to enter into our profession. And for you folks out there that are licensed professionals, such as counseling, medicine, psychology, think about adding hypnosis to your toolbox, and you will have a tremendous tool that will advance your practice beyond anything you could really imagine, especially if you add tools such as 5-Path and 7-Path. And I'll talk about them in more detail in future broadcasts. But in the meantime, you can check them out on our websites. So in addition to listening to the show, I want you to know that all of our podcasts can be found on our website, www.calbanyan.com, and I hope that you will visit one of our other websites. They're all listed on calbanyan.com, but of most interest to you will be the hypnosiscenter.com and the banyanhypnosismall.com. These sites have just tons of great information on hypnosis, including audio seminars from some of the leaders in the profession, just there for you to listen to online, plus articles, courses, scripts, CDs, DVDs, books, and more. Okay, good. Right now, I want to thank all of you for your positive feedback. The immediacy of the internet is really astounding. We've already received several emails from all around the world telling us how much those listeners have enjoyed having this information available in such an easy access way through these podcasts. So you guys are all welcome. I'm really just honored to be a part of it. Okay, before we get started here too seriously with today's topic, I want to remind everyone to come to the NGH convention every year. We have a complete list of courses listed on the BanyanHypnosisMall.com, and all the talks that I'm giving there are listed on HypnosisCenter.com, including the full Week of Power course. It's going to be a fantastic experience. All right, let's get started with today's program. Program number 4, improve success by using convincers. One of the great challenges, especially for self-trained or newly trained hypnotists, is that often clients will report that they did not feel hypnotized. Well, you might be saying, so what? Well, when clients don't feel hypnotized, they're not as suggestible as when they do feel hypnotized. You want your clients to believe that they were hypnotized because they will do better, they'll have better results, make you look better, and you'll receive more referrals. So one of the first things that a hypnotist needs to do after hypnotizing a client is to convince him or her that she is hypnotized. Now, if everything's been done right, that there should be no problem here. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in detail in upcoming podcasts, but I want you folks to start thinking in terms of having a system that you can put your clients into. You need to have a system that gives you reliable, high-quality results every time, but is flexible enough so that you can vary your approach as needed by each one of your clients. So I want you to start thinking in systematic terms. In other words, when does the hypnosis session really begin? At first contact. And then you want to take them through a process on preparing them for a good hypnosis session, including a pre-talk and the pre-hypnosis interview, and I'm going to get into some of that stuff more in our next broadcast. Then you want to apply a very good hypnotic induction, like the one we talked about earlier in one of our podcasts, the Elman-Banyan induction. One of the things that makes this induction superior to the vast majority of inductions out there is that it reliably brings someone to a deep level of hypnosis, commonly called in the business or in the profession, somnambulism. It takes them to that level and has a built-in test for somnambulism. If you want to go back and review that particular podcast, you'll see that that is program number 3. And in that program, I talk about the losing the numbers part of the Elman-Banyan induction. When that is done, when the client loses the numbers, what we've done is we've conducted a covert test. Covert means hidden. A hidden test for the state of somnambulism, deep hypnosis. Once that's been accomplished, the hypnotherapist knows that the client is in deep hypnosis, but the client probably only is aware of a state of relaxation. Relaxation is not hypnosis. If you're an NGH member, I want to encourage you to take a look at the Journal of Hypnotism, June 2006, and my latest article. I have a running column in there. Every Journal of Hypnotism right now has one of my articles, and the article is called Knowing the Difference Between Hypnosis, Suggestibility, and Compliance Can Increase Your Success. We want to make sure that we understand as hypnotists that hypnosis is not simply relaxation. So testing our clients to see if they're hypnotized by just picking up their arm and dropping it to see if they're relaxed is just completely off base, a completely invalid test. What we want to do is use covert testing, such as the losing the numbers part of the Elman-Banyan. In that case, what do? We have the person begin to count, starting with the number 1. And with each number, let their mind relax more and more, like their body's relaxed. And after a few numbers, it doesn't take long, the individual relaxed their mind into a state of hypnosis that's called contention. Contention means they're hanging on every word. And you give them that suggestion of nothing, 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 and those numbers disappear from their mind. Then they give you a signal, like a finger raise, to indicate that the numbers are gone and you've reached the threshold of somnambulism. Do a simple little deepening technique, like a 1 down to 5, suggesting that they relax their mind and body further, maybe even doubling the relaxation. Now, once we have the numbers lost, what we have accomplished is a valid test for the threshold of somnambulism. It is a test for amnesia by suggestion. They just can't remember what the next number is. What a beautiful test. What we do is we say, begin counting starting with the number 1, and with each number, double your mental relaxation until they've faded away to nothing, nothing, nothing. Some verbiage like that. And what happens is they get themselves in this deepening loop. If they can remember what the next number is, then they relax further. And they keep doing that until they've relaxed the mind to the point of contention. And they can accept the suggestion that the numbers will fade away to nothing. They experience the amnesia. And the amnesia, like I said before, is a valid test for somnambulism. Do a quick little deepening technique, 1 down to 5. And you've got someone that is at least at the level of the threshold of somnambulism, perhaps full somnambulism, or even profound somnambulism. Just for your own benefit, let me tell you, I use a 6-stage scale that is a modified Harry Aaron scale. with a level one being hypnoidal, which is accompanied by eye-lock test. Level two is what we call light hypnosis, and the test for that is arm catalepsy. Level three, which is, or stage three, which is a deeper level of hypnosis where you can experience catalepsy of the entire body, or more importantly, what we call aphasia, which is the inability to speak or articulate a particular word or number. And then level four, which is the threshold of somnambulism, which can be tested for with, of course, amnesia by suggestion, which I was just talking about, or analgesia. And then level five, which is full somnambulism, which we can test for by positive hallucinations. That means seeing, tasting, smelling, hearing things that don't exist simply because the hypnotist suggests it, or anesthesia. And then level six, or stage six, is what we call profound somnambulism in this modified scale, in which the person can experience all of the above, everything that we've mentioned, plus the ability to negatively hallucinate, and that is to not see, hear, taste, or smell something that does exist. In the classes that I offer, I will do a demonstration and take individuals from class, volunteers, through these different stages. I'll do like an Ellman-Banyan induction and then demonstrate eye lock, arm catalepsy, and we'll just keep on going through the amnesia, analgesia, anesthesia, positive and negative hallucinations. It's quite an interesting demonstration to watch, especially if you're new to hypnosis. Heck, we have people that have been in the field for years and never seen such a demonstration. Okay, so why did I go through that scale? Because I want you to realize that there are deeper levels of hypnosis and lighter levels of hypnosis. And for the deeper levels of hypnosis, we want to test covertly, like the losing the numbers test of the Ellman-Banyan induction. Once we have done that, we can do something that I think every single hypnotist in the world needs to do, and that is apply convincers. Why? Well, like I said before, when we apply convincers, our clients become more suggestible, which means what? They more readily accept suggestions and they last longer. In fact, convincers are a deepening technique. A lot of people don't understand that. But if you convince someone they're hypnotized, that deepens the hypnosis. And also, what do? We convince them that they are hypnotized. It lets them know that they made a good decision to be hypnotized, to work on their problem. It lets them know that you are a good hypnotist, they chose the right person, and you're going to get more referrals. Let me talk about why you would get more referrals. Most people, before they come to your office, have told someone that, hey, guess what? Tomorrow I'm going to the hypnotist to quit smoking or lose weight or work on my pain or improve my mood or overcome my fear or whatever. Somebody knows. And after that experience with you in which you applied the convincer, they're going to run into that person again. And that person is going to say, hey, did you go see the hypnotist? And they say, I sure did. And they'll say, did you really get hypnotized? And you want them to say, oh, yes, I definitely did. And with some feeling of like enthusiasm, like, oh, my gosh, did I get hypnotized? And the person might ask your client, how do you know you're hypnotized? You don't want them to say, oh, well, I felt really relaxed. Because the skeptic is going to go, yeah, right. So what? You got relaxed. How do you know you're hypnotized? We want them to say things like this. Oh, after he hypnotized me, what he did was he locked my eyelids down and then told me to try to open them. And I couldn't. I was so convinced. Or he told me my arm is rigid, stiff and rigid like a bar of steel out in front of me. Now try to lower it, but you cannot. And I tried and I tried and I tried and I couldn't lower it until he said I could again. You see, these kinds of convincers, what they do is they will get you referrals. Because if my client's friend wants to see a hypnotist who do they want to see? Someone that they've never heard of, someone they don't know about, or the person that locked their friend's eyelids down or gave them the experience of arm catalepsy. In fact, I've had people come to my office, fly from the East Coast or West Coast when we were in Minnesota. I expect the same thing will happen now that we're in California. Actually fly past hundreds, thousands of other hypnotherapists. Why? Because they were convinced that I knew what I was doing because I locked their friend's eyelids down. Okay, so now what do we do? Kind of a recap before we get into this next part. We want to start thinking in terms of a systematic approach. And that's what 5-PATH is, a systematic approach. Well, the things I'm talking about are part of the first phase, which is called the preparation, testing, and convincing phase of 5-PATH. Once we have hypnotized the person, we then do a covert test for somnambulism, and then we apply a test for a lighter stage of hypnosis. But it's not really a test. What it is a convincer. You see, because I've already tested for a deep level of hypnosis, that test was for me. So I'm confident I have my client in the proper state of hypnosis for the work I'm going to do. Now, the next thing is I want to convince the client. If I give them a test for a deep state of hypnosis and they passed it, then I can work with almost reckless abandon. I'm just kind of kidding there, but with a great deal of confidence about giving them an overt test. An overt test is a test that they would realize that they are experiencing. So secretly test for a deep level of hypnosis and then give them an overt test for a light level of hypnosis that will convince them that they're hypnotized. Your clients don't know about the different levels of hypnosis, right? They just know hypnotized and not hypnotized. And if you lock their eyelids down, then you are going to give them a test that they will remember. But it's not really a test. It's a convincer. For example, if I had a bunch of sixth graders who should be in the sixth grade, they've done all the studying and coursework and passed the exams to be a sixth grader, and I give them a first grade math test. Guess what? 100% are going to pass. It's not really a valid test for sixth graders. What it is, if anything, it would show them that they have mastered the basics, the very basics of math. That's what we want to do with the client, is we want to convince them that they are at least hypnotized. Now, I'm going to tell you, I got a couple minutes more. I got a couple more minutes in this podcast, and I want to give you a tip, trick, or technique that is really going to help you out. Okay. We do eye lock in the first session with every client that comes in our office, so we're very good at eye lock testing. Let me tell you a couple things you can do so that you can ensure that you get eye lock every time. There's a small percentage of clients that when they experience eye lock will become afraid. And if they become afraid, they'll emerge from hypnosis. So to avoid that is when you do the eye lock test, you want to watch them very closely. If at all they look like they're nervous or afraid, you instantly suggest, oh, kind of fun, kind of interesting, stop testing and go deeper. Okay, and it doesn't matter how long they've been testing, if they've been testing for 2 seconds, if they become afraid, that means they're convinced. Quickly end the test with the suggestion that it's kind of fun, kind of interesting, they may want to tell somebody later. And it removes the fear, it removes the test, and if you noticed in there, I gave a little suggestion that maybe they'd want to talk about it to someone else. Now, maybe they want to talk to you about it after the session is over, or maybe they want to talk to their friend and tell them about the test that convinced them that they were hypnotized. Remember, one of the most important things we need to do to be successful in hypnosis is to have clients who are prepared, tested, and convinced that they are really in hypnosis, and that want to go out and tell the world about what you did for them. Okay, so that's one tip, trick, technique right there. Let me give you another one. When I first learned iLock, the iLock test, I learned it something like this. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. When I get to 3, your eyelids will be locked down, squeezing tight, and 1, eyelids are locking down, gluing shut, zipping tight. 2, locking down, gluing shut. 3, they're stuck like glue. Try to open them, but you cannot. Try to open them, but you cannot. Try to open them, but you cannot. Now, after doing thousands of hypnosis sessions, after training hypnotists that have done untold thousands of hypnosis sessions and supervised thousands of hypnosis sessions here at our center, let me tell you, there's a couple more things you can do to make it work even better. The iLock test, this is what we do. We simply suggest it this way. Instead of saying, in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 3 or 1 to 5, you see, the problem with that approach is, what if we need more numbers to get the iLock than 3 or 5? Then we're stuck. What we want to do when we conduct the iLock test is to say, in a moment, I'm going to begin counting, starting with the number 1. And with each number, I want you to let your eyelids twitch and tighten and lock down tighter and tighter. And then begin counting. 1, eyelids twitch and tighten. 2, tighter and tighter. You see, now I can count to 3, I can count to 5, I can count to 10 if I need to. So that make that one little change and your iLock testing will be much better. Okay, here's another thing. You notice how the words I'm using are twitch and tighten, tighter and tighter. I like using these T words because if you're standing with your face about 18 to 24 inches away from your client, like we can in a hypnosis session, and we start using words that begin with T and P, there's a tendency for us to kind of twitch our eyelids or blink. So if we say, in a moment I'm going to begin counting, starting with the number 1, your eyelids will twitch and tighten. 1, twitching and tightening, tighter and tighter. Oh boy, you're going to see those eyelids twitching and tightening. Okay, let me squeeze in one more thing. Don't test the iLock until you see iLock. If the eyelids look all relaxed and stuff, you've probably got iLock, but because we had somnambulism, we've probably got iLock, but we can make sure that the test will be a success if we ask the subject or the client to show us their eyelids locked down. So we'll say something like, 1, eyelids twitching and tightening tighter and tighter. 2, tighter and tighter, squeezing tighter and tighter. 3, tighter and tighter, squeezing, squeezing. Good, show me that they're squeezing. 4, squeezing, really squeeze them down now. And when you get the squeezing down, then say, try to open them, but you cannot. Try to open them, but you cannot. Okay, well, you know, that's all the time we have for today's program. I'm so, so honored to have been here with you for these 20 minutes or so. This is Cal Banyan, trainer, speaker, and hypnotherapist. I hope to see you in class. I hope to see you at the convention. If you come to the convention or you come to class, please tell me that you heard about it through the podcast. If you want to contact me, you can email me at calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com, or you can call our office at 714-258-8380. That's once again 714-258-8380 or toll free at 800-965-3390. Again, that's toll free, 800-965-3390. Okay, until next time, go out there, do good work, change the world, use hypnotherapy, sharpen your skills. I'm on your side. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye for now. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.